The majority of property in Vermont's largest city is owned by a small number of nonprofits and individuals. That's the finding of an examination of Burlington property ownership by VT Digger. One of the major findings was that the University of Vermont and UVM Medical Center controlled 20% of property in the city. VT Digger's Burlington reporter Aidan Quigley joins me now to talk about his reporting. Hi, Aidan.
Hi, Liam.
So as I mentioned in the lead, UVM and the UVM Medical Center own the most property in Burlington, and those are both tax-exempt organizations. What effect does that have on the city?
Essentially, the hospital and the university own 20% of all property in the city of Burlington, which is obviously a substantial amount, and as nonprofit entities, they do not pay property taxes. This has led to a long history of the city trying to get payments out of these institutions, and in the last 20 or so years, the institutions have finally started chipping in payment in lieu of taxes. But there's definitely been the amount that they pay in lieu of taxes is significantly less than what they would pay in property taxes. The flip side of this is that the hospital and university are obviously major economic drivers in the region.
Yeah, I mean, has Burlington's Mayor Moreau Weinberger approached these two organizations, UVM and UVM Medical Center, differently than other administrations?
So Mayor Weinberger is definitely taking a different approach than some of his predecessors. Mayor Bernie Sanders famously sent a tax bill to the hospital, which they were not happy to receive and fought in court for a while. Weinberger says he's taking a more collaborative approach and really working with the university and the hospital, specifically the university in Champlain, because the hospital is under a longstanding agreement that was set during Mayor Peter Clavelle's administration. But UVM and Champlain have both chipped in to help with infrastructure improvements, and both the hospital and the city say that they're kind of they've reached a point where the city is kind of approaching other matters, and they're the current negotiations relate to housing.
And the housing, that's UVM student housing?
Yep. UVM is considering building more housing, or working with 5 developers to build more housing at the Trinity campus.
Well, so beyond UVM and the medical center, who are the other individuals that are at the top of property ownership here in Burlington?
Yeah, so there's a couple of families which really control a large portion of it. The Handy family is by far the biggest private landowner. Other families are the Pomerlo family, Arnie Pomerlo. He owns a lot of real estate, but that's most on the commercial side of things. Bill Bissonnette owns a lot of property in the Old North End. And then the Champlain Housing Trust also owns a significant amount of property.
I mean, are there any concerns raised over the fact that a small number of institutions and people own the majority of the property in the city?
Yeah, so that definitely raises serious questions about kind of the housing availability crisis, which is commonly discussed. There's a lot of talk about, does the university, you know, provide enough housing for the student population? Because there's a lot of student housing in the city, high rents. There's many studies that show that in Burlington, workers earning median wages are having a very difficult time paying for housing. And the fact that a few people own a lot of that housing can't help.
That's Aidan Quigley. He's a reporter for VT Digger covering Burlington. Thanks, Aidan.
Thanks.